Okay, so now we'll dive into Medicare. There are four primary parts to the Medicare program. There is original Medicare, which is Parts A and Parts B. You'll hear people refer to the Part A program as hospital insurance. Then there's Part B, which people refer to as medical insurance. Part C, which is Medicare Advantage, which always covers at least Parts A and B, and then sometimes D provides coverage for D as well, and then there's Part D, which is Medicare prescription drug coverage. So we'll talk about each of these programs in detail, but just wanted to give you a little overview there. So Medicare Part A, what does Part A cover? It covers inpatient hospital care. So this would be, can you guys hear me okay? Okay. Semi-private rooms, meals, general nursing care, pretty much it's considered the facility fee when you're in the hospital. So if a physician comes to see you in the hospital, that would not be covered under Part A. That would be part of the physician's Part B payment. Other things that are covered under Part A include inpatient rehabilitation services, inpatient mental health care, inpatient stays in skilled nursing facilities, as well as hospice care and home health care. One thing I'll note on the inpatient stays in a skilled nursing facility, there are a number of conditions that must be met for people to get coverage in a skilled nursing facility. So in addition to your doctor certifying that your condition requires daily skilled nursing services, there's also what's called the three-day inpatient stay requirement that also must be met. So before Medicare Part A will cover an inpatient skilled nursing facility stay, the patient has to have at least 3 days of inpatient services prior to that admission. And so you might have heard people talking about patients who are held in observation status in a hospital. So someone will stay overnight in the hospital and they'll think that they were admitted as an inpatient, but in fact they were in what's called this outpatient observation status. And one of the reasons that it's such a big deal is because sometimes if someone's in that status, rather than being admitted as an inpatient, they might not be able to get their 3-day inpatient stay prior to going to a skilled nursing facility, which means that their entire skilled nursing facility stay will not be covered under Part A. So it's a pretty big deal, and you know, there were some regulations adopted not too long ago trying to address this issue, including requiring hospitals to notify patients that even though you spent the night, you are not an inpatient, which I think blows some people's minds that someone can even get that notice. But nonetheless, those are the rules. What's not covered under Part A? There are what's called benefit periods under Part A, where Part A will cover 90 days of your hospital stay, and then each beneficiary has what's called like a 60-day lifetime reserve days. So you can use those 60 days to tack on to your 90-day benefit period at any time in your life, but once those 60 days are exhausted, they're gone. So Medicare Part A will cover for your 90 days plus any reserve days that you have left, and then it will not cover the remainder of the hospital days. You can restart your benefit period if you are not admitted to a hospital or a skilled nursing facility for 60 days. So you can have your 90 days, and then you can exhaust your lifetime supply days, and then not be admitted for 60 days, and then go back again and restart another benefit period and be covered for 90 days. And then again, if you don't have any reserve days left, you wouldn't be covered after that. But you can also restart another benefit period. So Part A does not cover additional services for luxury or comfort. So if you want your own private room, Medicare Part A will not cover that. Same thing if you want additional services like television and phone that might not already be included, that will also not be paid for under Part A. Part A eligibility is automatic for people who have paid their Medicare taxes for at least 10 years. So this is one reason why it's good to be paid quote-unquote, on the books, because once you get your 10 years, you'll be automatically enrolled in the Medicare program. There are no premiums for most people under Part A. There are, however, deductibles and amounts that beneficiaries do need to pay under Part A. They're not insignificant. It's about $1,364 for the first 60 days. After that, it's about $341 per day up until day 90. Those lifetime reserve days are about $682 per day. And then after that, all costs would be paid by the beneficiary. So changing gears to Medicare Part B. Medicare Part B covers medically necessary services in the categories listed here, big one being physician services. So if you go to your physician's office, if you're a Part B beneficiary, those services would be covered generally under Part B. If you are a beneficiary and you go to a hospital clinic, that's an outpatient clinic, that will also be covered under Part B. If you go to a freestanding surgery center and have a total knee replacement, again, that would be Part B. DME, so wheelchairs, walkers, other things like lab tests, radiology services, ambulance services, all of that would be Part B. There are deductibles that beneficiaries pay under Part B. It's about $185 in 2019. And then in addition to that, beneficiaries also have to pay 20% coinsurance. So except for some preventive services, there's not much that's free under Part B. There's usually beneficiary payment that's required.